I remember being a little girl in the projects in the 80s. Rats and roaches and snakes galore. But across the street, well, I wouldn't say street, but across the ditch that was right in the back of the projects was this big field, and it had nothing but dewberries. And if you're from the South, you know what a dewberry is. I don't know the proper term for it, maybe a blackberry, but we call them dewberries. And it was filled with dewberries and butterflies. And I used to go up slowly. I watched my mom. She would walk over to the butterflies real slow, slow. And she would put her hand in like a cup motion, and she would scoop them up and ball her hands up, and then you look inside the little hole. And lo and behold, there was a butterfly. And for hours, I would find myself in this open field, scooping up butterflies and eating dewberries, and forgetting the projects was even there. Forgetting that we barely had food and the lights were getting cut off, and my mom was a single mom with five kids, working two jobs, making ends meet, and going to school trying to get her high school diploma and just get herself together so she can be the best mother she can be for us. And I just miss those days of just being a little girl with no worries. Even though we had so much to be worried about. But for that moment, I was free. And I always wanted to have that moment in my life. And I'm sitting here, being 34 years old, wanting to find the nearest, dearest butterfly field, go scoop up me some butterflies, and sit like a fat rat and just eat some dewberries and forget that the world is there. So often, as an adult, we don't take that time out for ourselves. We just dive into the next thing, pay this bill, pay that bill, you know, wipe this baby, pick that baby up, that we forget that we have a life too. And if we don't pour back into our cup, it will run out. If we don't make sure that well is taken care of, the water will go dry. We have to put back in, so we can get back out. And so often, we're just used to being so strong, being the provider, that we forget that we have to put back in, because we've been withdrawing funds from a bank account that is about to go into the negative. And coming out of 2019, which for me was a horrific year, it was a year of me losing everything that I possibly could lose besides my sanity. And honestly, I felt like that bad boy was slipping too. So if anybody ever had a year like 2019, like I did, 2020 is your come out fighting Rocky Balboa, hit me with your hardest hit, because baby, I'm gonna get back up year. You have something to prove, if not to yourself, but to everyone else, but more importantly to yourself. 2020 is the year that you're going to feel every blow that ever hit me in 2019. And I'm going to come out swinging. And I'm like, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Book, I'm writing. Job, I'm pursuing. Kids, I'm rocking. Hey, food, I'm cooking. I'm not going to fall. I'm going to be that mom. I'm going to be that model. I'm going to be that author. I'm going to be everything that I set my mind to be, and I'm not going to let some whack behind excuse stop me. I motivate people all the time. Well, in 2020, I'm taking my advice, and I'm self-loving. 2020, listen, if you ain't ever been ready, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. I'm chanting that to myself all while I'm at work, working my 9-to-5. I'm chanting that as I'm walking across that stage, getting ready to model. I'm chanting that as I'm sitting in my room writing this book. I'm chatting that as I'm in the kitchen cooking my food for my babies. I'm chatting that as I'm doing homework with my babies. Ready, set, go. Because I'm about to take off, and y'all not going to see me how y'all going to see me. Y'all going to think I'm sleeping, but I ain't sleeping. In 2020, I got something to prove. And I hope you got something to prove too. Cause I'm ready. I'm rocking the ring. I'm Muhammad Ali. You know, I have something to prove because I done lost everything. I've been at the bottom. Now it's time for me to come back up swinging. 2019, you hit like a... Yeah, leave those words out. So, I'm going to do this podcast short and sweet because 2020 is the year of ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. If you dream it, you can achieve it. Ready, set, go. Go after your dreams. Ready, set, go. No excuses will be made. Ready, set, go. All right, team. I'm out. Remember, ready, set, go.